During this recording of Disney Conversations, we experienced some technical issues. I've done my best to clean them up. I hope you still enjoy this tour of Disney Conversations. Welcome to Tour 97 of Disney Conversations. I'm your host, Magical Matthew, and I'm joined once again by tour guide Diane Whiting. This week, we begin a look at the differences in some of the Walt Disney World resorts as a way to give you a clearer look at what is available for your next visit. This week, it's the family suites at Disney's Art of Animation Resort versus the Fort Wilderness Cabins. Are you ready to start this adventure? Well, let's go! All aboard! Hello, tourists! Welcome to tour number 96 of Disney Conversations. I'm your host, Magical Matthew, joining you from the lovely and wet Buckeye State. And with me today is our fabulous tour guide, Diane Whiting, who just told me that she didn't have the greatest weather there. Hi, Diane. What'd you get?
We got a foot of snow, Matthew. It's March 27th.
You know what?
We're buried in snow.
We haven't had that much snow all year.
We regularly get a foot or more of snow. It's just that it really hasn't stopped snowing since Thanksgiving, so I cannot wait to get to Florida and Disney World. 35 days.
Get some sunshine on you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't even care how hot it is. Mm-hmm.
Well, today we're going to discuss and compare Disney's Art of Animation Resort to the Fort Wilderness Cabins over at Fort Wilderness. And this was Diane's idea, to which I said, sure, let's go with it, because I was empty at the time. And we've decided that in order to keep this an honest comparison, we're going to limit the Art of Animation to comparing the suites. It's the most direct comparison we can make between the two properties, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
So, first of all, I want to qualify one thing. Art of Animation may be listed as a value resort. There's only one section of that entire property that it can really be considered value level. We are not talking about Little Mermaid this time. We are only going to talk about the suites, which is Lion King, Cars, and Finding Nemo sections. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
They are two entirely different resorts, and I think the reason that I wanted to do this is, first of all, when you're planning a Disney trip and you are not necessarily going to be going every year or every other year, if this is your big family trip, or if you were only going every, like, say, 3 to 5 years, your resort is probably even more important than it would be to somebody who goes a couple times a year or even every right. year. It will make a difference in your stay depending on your location and the amenities and what your family needs. And I think a lot of times you go on the website or you start doing your research and you just see all these resorts and you don't know how to compare one to another, and it becomes very overwhelming. So I thought that maybe if we broke it down a little bit and did a head-to-head comparison of the resorts in, you know, each of their own categories, mm-hmm. we can give you the highlights, we can give you the recommendations, we can talk about the things that sometimes get overlooked or that nobody mentions that are important. And I think it's especially hard for people who have a family or a party of five or more, because that, out of necessity, limits the number of resorts that you can choose right. from. So I wanted to start with that because both Art of Animation and the cabins at Fort Wilderness do offer accommodations for slightly larger parties. And I thought maybe we could just sort of walk through that and talk about it, and you can kind of make some important decisions about what might work mm-hmm. for you and your party.
And I think the first thing we probably need to point out between these two is their settings, because they are completely different.
They couldn't be more opposite.
No, they couldn't. And that actually is what appealed to me. When you said, let's start with this, I'm like, this makes sense. Because depending on the makeup of your family and what you personally want to get out of your vacation may have a lot to consider where you want to stay.
if you don't mind it being a little noisier, if you like the Disney-fied decorations around a resort, Art of Animation is a great place to go. I have stayed there. I loved the theming. We'll talk more about that later on, I'm sure. Whereas Fort Wilderness cabins are secluded. And even though you're just a boat ride away from the Magic Kingdom, it's far enough away that you don't really hear all the noise. And if you like being in a rustic, wooded area, this is a really great idea, especially if you've got more than four people in your family. How'd I do?
That, absolutely. I mean, Art of Animation is like being right in the heart of the Disney parks. You will not forget that you are at Disney World when you are at Art of Animation. And for some people, that's what they want. They want to be surrounded by Disney 24/7. And you will definitely get that at Art of Animation. Each one of the buildings and the courtyard areas around the buildings are generously themed. The sections aside from the Little Mermaid, which are traditional hotel rooms, and we'll talk about those more when we talk about the value resorts. But the suites areas, you've got Lion King, you've got Nemo, and you've got Cars, and you have every character that's in those franchises, you know, in giant statues all over, giant figures. The pools are very well themed. And so if you have very young children, like my grandson loves Cars, we are going over to Art of Animation just so he can see the Cars, even though we're not staying there. So if you have a young child and that is their thing and you need that larger suite, I would completely recommend Art of Animation. If you are not concerned about the noise levels, because it is a resort that attracts small children, not to say that an adults-only group can't have a fabulous time there. You absolutely can, and I would stay there in a heartbeat with just an adults-only group. But there will be a lot of little kids. There will be a lot of children at the pool. There will be a lot of children in the eating areas. And so if you want quiet, or if you have a child that is sensitive to noise, this might not be your resort. It's a fabulous resort, but it is loud, it is colorful, it is bright, it is busy. Now, if you talk about the cabins at Fort Wilderness, it's the exact opposite. You are in your own, air quotes here, cabin. They're kind of remodeled mobile homes. You have your own little lot area. You have your own porch. You don't have anybody running with heavy feet above you. In fact, they're not near you. You're surrounded by trees and by wilderness. It's quiet, aside from the bird song. It's just an incredibly peaceful setting. So if you want time and you want to regroup after your busy day in the park, you just want to sit out on your own private porch and read for a while and just be in nature, the cabins at Fort Wilderness are probably one of the best choices for a moderate resort.
I would agree with that. I think the first thing I want to cover that's really different between the two, if you don't mind, is transportation.
Totally.
Because when I think about where I'm going to stay, that's one of my first considerations. How am I going to get between where I'm staying and where I want to go? And the methods are quite different between the two resorts.
They are.
When you talk about Art of Animation, there's a single bus stop area in front of the resort. When you walk through Animation Hall, you go out through the ink and paint gift shop that they've got there. The bus stop is just outside that door and to the right. And there are different stops depending on where you're going. However, from that bus stop right now, unless it's raining, or actually more importantly, if there's lightning and thunder in the area, you will only need to get a bus to go to Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Disney Springs, or the water parks. Other than that, you get the pleasure of using the Skyliner to get to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Fun way of getting around. We've talked about the Skyliner several times. We're going to talk about it again because it is, I think, one of the coolest forms of transportation that Disney offers right now. I love the buses. Don't get me wrong. I'm a bus driver. It's part of my DNA anymore. But basically, any form of transportation is part of my DNA because I'm interested in it. Now, to get from Fort Wilderness to these places, what's that going to entail, Diane?
Oh, that is the drawback for Fort Wilderness. It doesn't have to be the drawback, but it It is a little more difficult because you are remote. And so it is bus transportation, and you will need to get to the bus stop, even if you want to get to the main area of the Fort Wilderness campground, because you're also surrounded by the campground. So if you want to enjoy any of the dining or the recreation, you'll need to take a bus to get there. Although what most people choose to do when they are there is to rent a golf cart for the length of their stay. Now, the golf carts, according to Disney World right now, go from $63 to $79 per day. And you're probably going to want to rent it for the length of your stay. So that's add that to the cost of your room. And room prices, I'm just going to throw this in right now, are pretty comparable. I've pulled up both of them, and the cabins are $100, about $100 cheaper a night. But then when you add the golf carts, they're pretty much equal. So I think the price difference is negligible. It's just more about what kind of vacation you want. So I would strongly recommend renting one of the golf carts while you're there for the length of your stay. It will make getting around easier. And once you get to the main part of Fort Wilderness, if you're going to Magic Kingdom or to any of the other resorts, you can take the launch, the boat, over there to the Magic Kingdom area. Then you can take the monorail to any other resorts or to Epcot. You can even take the launch over there and pick up a bus to one of the other theme parks, to Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios. They do have those buses from park to park, just not resort to resort. So if you're fine with renting a golf cart, I don't think the transportation is that difficult. If you're doing bus only, it's a little more inconvenient.
It is. One question with when you're talking about golf carts, can you rent them from outside Disney?
You know, I don't know that. That's a good question. Maybe I'll have to investigate that.
I thought that I had seen somewhere that there was one or two.
I think you can, because I know. Yeah, because I know that Disney World does allow that, like their campers or the people that come in RVs, they'll bring their own.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that you are allowed to do that. And that, of course, that would save you money. I'm going to check on that right now, because that is pretty great.
Well, I think that falls under kind of the same umbrella as if you needed a mobility device.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Disney could provide everybody with a golf cart. It's like
no.
They can't provide everybody with a wheelchair or a scooter.
It is showing. I'm seeing a couple companies that will rent.
Okay.
So I think it's probably something that they could do. Well, oh no, apparently you can't. I imagine that if you have your own,
Yeah. You
are allowed to use it. But you're not, you can use an ECB, but it's not, you can't use a golf cart. Mm. Can't rent a golf cart.
Well, that's a little stingy.
If you have your own, you can bring it. Might be tricky to get it on an airplane, but if you're driving, I don't know, strap it to the roof. If you're looking at a cabin, and you don't have to do it. I mean, you can certainly get around on the buses, and you don't have to rent it every day. So if you have a day that you know you're going to want to be going to the main area, you have reservations at Hoop-Dee-Doo or whatever, certainly the buses will drop you off there. And if you don't want to add that extra expense, just work in enough time to wait at the buses. For some people, that's an okay trade-off, because they would rather have that secluded respite from the cacophony that is most Disney parks and a lot of the resorts.
Right.
And that to them is worth a little inconvenience and having to wait for a bus. But Fort Wilderness is huge. It is extremely spread out, and that's what gives you that privacy. And it's incredibly beautiful. I mean, it smells like pine trees. It's just so lovely over there. So if that is, you know, something that you want and you think you might need a golf cart, they're available. You can reserve them ahead of your vacation stay.
Right.
They also have them first come, first served if they have any left over. They have 4-person and 6-person carts. So that, I'm sure, you know, there's price difference, obviously, but that is something that, you know, that you could do. And like I said, if you do figure in that golf cart rental, then the resort prices are really almost identical. If you don't want to do that, then the Fort Wilderness cabins are about $100 a night cheaper.
And that's significant when you're talking about a Disney trip And again, that would probably depend on what your party size is and what the age makeup might be, as to whether or not that's a viable option for you to use. I do think, exactly. if I remember correctly, that they can sometimes be pretty hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you know you want a golf cart, reserve it ahead of time, yeah. and you know, pay before your trip, just like you would pay for your room. Then you'll be guaranteed that you will have one while you're there. And it's a fun way to get around. I mean, you know, some people just love that and have just a great time tooling around the resort in their golf carts. And, you know, there's a lot to see and there's a lot to do there. So that can be part of your fun. That's another ride for your kids.
When you're going to the Art of Animation, there are several ways that you can go about making your reservation for this. You can just reserve a suite. You don't have to specify which area you want to be in. You can. You can certainly do that. And you can reserve the Finding Nemo, the Cars, the Lion King suites, whichever one of those you want. Or if you're up for trusting a little bit of pixie dust and magic, you might just choose the family suites in general, because they charge you what might be considered the lower amounts, because Lion King and Cars are not as expensive as Finding Nemo. So if you just choose the family suites category, you may pay a lesser amount and end up in the Finding Nemo suites. Now, the one issue with that is that that's also where the Big Blue Pool is. That is the feature pool at the resort. It can get kind of noisy, especially later in the day when people are wandering back in for those midday breaks. A lot of them will end up at that pool, but that pool is kind of cool. I don't know if folks are aware of it, but at the very least, stick your head underwater for a few brief seconds and listen to the music.
Big Blue Pool is the biggest pool on property. It's really one of the most fun pools there. They have themed it so gorgeously. And also there's poolside eats and drinks and libations, if that's your thing. Yep. And so you can definitely make a day of it. It's super fun for children. There's also a splash pad. The Cars area has their own pool because it's kind of all like the Cozy Cone Motel. And so they have the traffic cones, those little cabanas around the pool. It's not as large of a pool, but you know, little tiny kids, they don't care. They just want to play in the pool. It's easier to keep an eye on them in one of the smaller pools. And we're not discussing Little Mermaid, but they have a pool as well. Lion King section does not have a pool. You know, but they're all within walking distance. And if you are in the Lion King section, you can use any of the pools at the Art of Animation Resort. So don't feel like you have to pay more at Nemo Suites,
right,
or you won't be able to use the pool. That's not true.
That is one of the pools on property, though, where you will need your Magic Band to get access. That one is gated, and you have to have some form of your room key with you, whether it's Magic Band or the key card or whatever, your phone. You have to use that to gain access to the pool. The other cool thing about that pool is it's one of the few zero entry pools. At one end of it, you just walk straight into it. It's really pretty nice.
Yes, while they're very common at the deluxe resorts, they are not common in the value resorts. And like we said, we don't really consider the suites a value resort, but they're even hard to come by at some of the moderates. So to get that zero entry at what Disney is labeling a value resort is really fun. And so that's a great perk, especially if you have little children that just want to splash around it at the very entrance of the water that's, you know, mm-hmm. just up to their little ankles. That's great. You can just sit there next to them and let them play. So that is a huge plus for a pool feature, and something that would make you reconsider Art of Animation strongly, because while there is a ton of recreation at the Fort Wilderness area, the pool is just a pretty basic pool. And so it isn't something that I would get excited about. There is no zero entry there. They do have a water slide, and it's nice, but it's just pretty much a big concrete square in the middle of the ground. You know, the slide's good, 67 feet long. There is a hot tub, and there is a little water play area. So I'm not saying it's a bad resort for a pool.
Right.
It's not. It's just a very basic pool, because This area was one of the very first resort areas built at Disney World. And, you know, some of the amenities reflect that. So you certainly will be able to enjoy the swimming pool there. But if your kids are really gung-ho for the best pool in the world, you're going to want to pick Art of Animation.
Yeah.
Because their pool is the best, one of the best pools on property.
So when you talk about how the rooms are configured, at Art of Animation, the family suites are really pretty good sized. You can sleep up to six people, which we did. When you walk in, the first thing you'll notice is there's a table right inside the door. That table converts into a double bed. The sleeper sofa in the living area converts to a, I believe it's considered a queen size fold out. My mother-in-law actually slept on that bed and she slept well. She mentioned that, you know how in a lot of those sofa beds, you'll feel the bar going across your back? You didn't feel that. Now, whether the sofa had it or not, I don't know, but the mattress didn't allow it to come through. And it's a memory foam type mattress, so it's pretty firm.
Right.
And then there's a separate room, a master suite, basically, that is a king size bed. I think I lost my wife in that once or twice.
They're big.
And there's a door that separates it from the rest of the room. The other nice thing is there are actually two bathrooms in here, so you can have multiple people getting ready to go or getting ready to retire at the end of the night, whichever their preference would be, and not be in everybody's way. They did have a full fridge. I think most of them now are those beverage cooler types. But we actually had an actual fridge that had a freezer unit, and that thing got so cold that the stuff in the fridge froze.
Yes. And they, you know, they're like the college size fridges, and if they have changed them out, then they're generally just the cooling fridges now. If you've got one of the older ones, you still may have the little tiny freezer area to use. The good thing about the suites at Art of Animation is definitely the two bathrooms. That's huge for a family. The private bedroom area is really nice if you want to get away from your kids at night. And the little mini kitchen is very similar to the kitchens that are in Disney Vacation Club Studios. So you are able to, you know, get breakfast in your room if you want. I don't know that you could make a giant full meal out of it, but you certainly can, you know, do some toast. You can cook in the microwave. Yep. Do you guys have a toaster in there?
Well, there was no toaster. There was a microwave, if I recall correctly. Okay. And, of course, a coffee pot. Okay. But the microwave was decent enough size that you could easily warm stuff up. I wasn't one to eat breakfast in my room. Everybody else is getting breakfast. I'm like, I got to go. Rope drops in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of those people. Yeah. We'll eat later. If you have small children that are going to need to eat, of course, you've got that table there. And you can, you know, store milk in there, make cereal, you know, any kind of, you know, whatever is frozen and you might want to heat up in the microwave for breakfast. You can do freezer pancakes. You can do whatever you want. You can get an Instacart order. You can, you know, save stuff for lunches or late night snacks. It also allows you to bring back food from Disney sit-down restaurants and then reheat it up in the morning for breakfast. I'm guilty of that. So it is a nice feature that while you are paying out money, more money probably to stay there than you would in your basic value resort, you can save some money by cooking a few meals while you're there. And, you know, that would be something to consider. So that is a plus for Art of Animation. The two bathrooms are a huge plus. The separate master is a huge plus. Mm-hmm. The theming is intense in these resorts. Yep. So, like I said, if you want a more relaxed sort of feel, then it might not be, you know, what you're looking for in a room. I don't know if I would call these rooms super relaxing. The colors are very vibrant.
It definitely are.
Yeah. And, you know, so if you don't want giant Nemos and giant pictures of jellyfish on your walls, or, you know, if you don't want all the jungle leaves and the Lion King theme. I like the Cars theme because it's very much a 1950s type of motel theme.
It has a huge feel of that. Yes.
Yeah. Now the bathroom, is very, very flashy with a big car wash sign and, you know, on the mirror. And so they're not, it's not soothing. Let me just say that. If that's what you're looking for, your kids will love it though. So, you know,
well, like I said, we stayed in the Lion King suites, and we did that because at the time that was my kids' favorite movie. And they've got these two little round tables that have the words for Hakuna Matata on top of it.
Fun.
So you can sit there and sing.
I love that stuff.
You can sit there and sing Hakuna Matata all night long if you want to.
And get the words correct, yes. So that's fun. You know, if you really want to never not know that you're in Disney World, then again, this resort is right up your alley. If you would like some time where you feel like you're not in Disney World, then the cabins are probably for you. And let me talk a little bit about what those cabins entail. And let me just give you the square footage. The Art of Animation suites are 565 square feet. The Fort Wilderness cabin is 504 square feet, but it is laid out a little bit differently. Again, it is pretty long. They're 12 feet wide by 42 inches long, and they can accommodate up to 6 guests. So when you are in those cabins, you've got a master bedroom, which can be closed off, but it is not separated from, like, it's not its own room. There are two bunk beds in there. So if you have very small children and you want to be with them at night and, you know, they still need to have their parents very close by, or you're worried they're not going to sleep because it's a different place and they love the idea of bunk beds, that's great fun. You're all in the same room. There's a TV in there. There is a pull-out queen sofa, I believe, in the living room area, and that will also sleep two people. So there's your 6. You've got one in each bunk, and then the bed in the master. It is not a king size. I believe it's a queen. So, and it's cozy. That bedroom's cozy. The drawback is there's only one bathroom in the Fort Wilderness cabin. So if a second bathroom is something you need, if you have teens or, you know, people that are going to get ready at different times, then you may prefer the Art of Animation suite. Now, the plus that is in the Fort Wilderness cabins that is not in the Art of Animation suites is your kitchen is bigger. You've got a full-size refrigerator. You've got a dishwasher. You've got a microwave. You do not have an oven, but I believe you have a stovetop with burners, and I'm going to check on that. So that's huge. And then you will be able to definitely cook more. You know, they have like the grocery store area at Fort Wilderness Campground, and so that's huge. You've got a grill. You do have a stovetop. I'm checking this out right now. It's a 2-burner stovetop. There's a 4-slice toaster. So, and it's equipped with all the dishes and pots and pans and stuff that you would need. So you can definitely save some money by cooking meals. And by meals, I'm not talking about, you know, anything fancy unless that's your thing, but you can certainly make spaghetti. You've got a little grill outside on your patio, and you can get everything that you need to cook on that from either Instacart or from the trading company where they will, you know, they sell stuff like that that you can cook there. It's a great resort if you kind of want to feel like you're camping a little bit and you're a little bit away from it. You got a picnic table out on your own private, really kind of generously sized deck. And, you know, you certainly, you have a grill there, you can get the charcoal there. And so you're good. It's kind of a nice escape. So you can make full meals there and you can grill outside and you have a private patio. So, you know, it's kind of a toss up. It really just depends on what you like out of your vacation, because although they're comparably priced, the amenities couldn't really be more different.
No, they couldn't. I was just looking at the pictures and, you know, you said they didn't have an oven, but if you want to bake something, stoke up the grill because you can use it as an oven. If you get it up to 350 degrees and you want to bake something in there, close that sucker up, set a timer. You'll be golden. I mean, I do that all the time here at home. So it can be done.
Right. So you can definitely save money with food by staying in these cabins, because you'll be able to make, you know, the simplest meals, but you've also got that full-size fridge with a separate freezer. And, you know, that might be something that you go, oh, that would be great. And especially if you're driving, you can bring all your stuff in a cooler in your car and you're good to go. Get there, check in, throw some steaks or burgers on the grill for the night, and what a wonderful evening you'll have in your cabin. The cabins are very cozy. They're decorated, you know, in a cabin style. There's no giant Mickeys or, you know, any kind of characters anywhere, but they, you know, the furniture is made to look like it's made from twigs. It's very homey and warm. They're beautiful inside, and they were quite recently renovated. They've got a table, a full-size table in there that fits six people, you know, and then you've got your couch and you've got extra chairs and you've got, you know, chairs for outside. So it is really a lot more private and a lot more quiet. If you're concerned that your children might be loud enough that they would annoy other people, you know, I've had preschoolers. I know how it goes. If you got a baby that's going to cry or you got a two-year-old and you feel like, I would really like to have some isolation, so I don't need to apologize all the time, the cabins might be best for that. They also, you know, there's your kids can run around. They've got playgrounds and there's more just kind of space for them to sort of run around and burn off some steam, even if it's just right around your cabin or right on your patio, you know, and that can be huge. So what other amenities, what else do you have at Art of Animation that would be fun to do?
I was thinking it might be worthwhile to talk a little bit about shopping and dining.
Mm-hmm.
Let's compare those a little
bit. Two of my most favorite things.
Yes, we all know that. And I don't blame you because there are a lot of good, but Landscape of Flavors is the main place to grab a bite to eat at Art of Animation. Yes. Now, if you are using the pool, the drop-off pool bar has a few little eats and drinks and stuff like that. But if you're going to Landscape of Flavors, first of all, for breakfast, it's standard Disney fare. You want a Mickey waffle? They got them. You want their bounty platter? It's there. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. But later, for lunch and dinner, the menus get a little bit more interesting, I think. They do have a number of plant-based options, but I'm not going to talk about that because I don't eat plants. I am sensitive to those who have eating issues, and I probably should eat more of that kind of stuff, but I haven't gotten there yet. But if you go to Landscape of Flavors, you've got things like seared salmon, tandoori chicken, sesame chicken stir fry, braised beef, shrimp and grits. Those are your entrees. Then if you want pizza or pasta, they've got a section for that. These are all like little mini shops inside the food court. Burgers and chicken sandwiches, they've got those. They've also got some barbecue pulled pork sandwich. I've had that. That is really good. They got a basic ham and cheese sandwich if you want. And most of their prices aren't bad. It looks like most of their meals are $15 and under. Their sandwiches, it looks like they're all served with fries or some kind of side. Shoot, they've even got hot dogs there. They got a foot-long hot dog with chili cheese sauce on it. That's a meal on a bun right there. You're done. They've got some really good kids options, great desserts. I actually like the atmosphere of Landscape of Flavors. I'm a little weird. It is noisy in there. Most of the food courts are. That's just the way they're built. They're built to handle a lot of people and not necessarily set up for aesthetics. So you're going to have noise in there. That's just the way it is. My problem with the food court is it doesn't open until 7 o'clock. If the first bus to Magic Kingdom is at 6:30 in the morning, I am not getting breakfast on my way out the door.
That's when you head to Sleepy Hollow and get that Nutella waffle with fruit.
Yeah, or over to Gaston's and get that god-awful big cinnamon bun. I love that thing.
As big as your face, yep. Can't go wrong with that. Ask for extra icing.
So that's what they have to offer in the way of food. I know that at Fort Wilderness there's a lot more to go into. We'll do that here in a minute. Again, like I said, transportation at Art is a piece of cake. It's just so simple. As for specific amenities, they do have complimentary Wi-Fi if it works. And I think that one did actually get upgraded lately, so they might not be too bad. I know the last time I was at Pop, I didn't have any problem with my Wi-Fi there.
Disney Wi-Fi, you know, it's iffy. That might be a whole nother show.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do enjoy Art of Animation. I think they have a great food court. And, of course, you can stroll across Hourglass Lake. And you can also go to Pop Century's food court.
Absolutely.
They have pool bars the thing about Art of Animation, and if your family is going to spend a lot of time at the resort, it is all quick service. There is no sit-down dining at Art of Animation. If that is important to you, you know, you might need to check somewhere else. Now, over at Fort Wilderness, there's a ton of dining options there. I am surprised. Again, because you're isolated, they are not going to be, you're not going to walk out of the door of your cabin and right over to a snack bar. But if you get to the main area of the resort, you will find a ton of options. I don't know how many of these are open right now. Some of them are not, but I'm just going to let you know what's there. So they've got P&J's Southern Takeout, which you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, pizza. It's quick service. The Meadow Snack Bar is at the swimming pool, and so that's also a quick service restaurant. I don't know if that's the correct term, but it's a place you can get some good things to snack on. They have a tavern, Crockett's Tavern, and so if you want some moonshine and savory snacks, that is the place to go for that. They also have RV food trucks that go around the area, so actually, if it stops near your cabin, it might be right down the steps. They serve up camp classics, burgers, hot dogs. They have the s'more kits, and we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Trails End is being redone, reimagined. It used to be a sit-down restaurant, and it is now going to be a quick service, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
And so that is going to change. I ate there on my last trip when it was still a sit-down restaurant, and it was really good. So I have high hopes for the quick service when it does get in there. And then there's Hoop-Dee-Doo, and that is one of the best meals and shows on property. And if you are staying at Fort Wilderness, you cannot miss Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Just make sure you reserve that as your first thing once your dining opens up, because they go fast.
They do go fast, and there is a reason for that, but it's a lot of fun. So you've got quite a few choices when you're staying at the campgrounds, and that's kind of fun, and it is a nice place to, you know, get that sort of rustic feel. I'm looking at the tavern, and they are serving things like smokehouse nachos with pulled pork. They've got fried green tomatoes, jalapeno poppers, chicken wings, and then a bunch of different drinks that are, you know, themed to the campground. So they've got, you know, a moonshine mojito, a gully whomper, lots of different fun drinks if that's something that is part of your vacation. And they've, of course, got the store there that does offer some food selections just simply because it's a campground. And so that's something that, you know, people there are going to be coming and getting food that they're going to be preparing. And that's kind of different than other value/moderate resorts, because they generally don't expect you to be cooking full meals, but because it is a campground, plenty of people do. And of course, you can get at P&J's, you can get the scrambled eggs, the Mickey waffles, all the usual type quick service foods that you can get at Art of Animation. There are some foods that are just Disney standard foods, and they have them at every quick service. The family meals, now here's kind of a fun thing. If you want to get a family meal and pick it up and take it back to your cabin and eat outside, you can do that. They have a half slab barbecued ribs, 4-piece fried chicken with cornbread, coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy that serves 2 to 4 people for $25. They have a fried chicken meal with mashed potatoes and mac and cheese that you can pick up a couple of those. You can get full-size pizzas, and, you know, you can take them back and eat them at your cabin. So that's kind of fun.
I wonder if it's delivered.
Yeah, they've got probably more food options
for me right now
than cool.
I'd like to. Those look good.
Yeah. see if they'll run it over real fast. So, you know, that's really fun, and you could order a couple extra sides. It looks like they sell, you know, you can get more coleslaw for $3.49. You can get a Pioneer berry salad to go with it. So that actually looks really good and like a really fun menu. And so that's something that, you know, isn't going to be necessarily available at other standard, moderate slash value resort. So you kind of got your own takeout there. So lots to do that way.
So I'm wondering if we could maybe speculate just a little. We got a few minutes left here. Let's talk about Who might be best suited for which resort? For Art of Animation, I'm picturing my family because we stayed there.
We stayed
there when Art of Animation was not yet very old. I think it might have been 9 months that it had been open when we got there. So everything still seemed kind of fresh.
Right.
And our makeup was, it was myself, my wife, our three kids, and her mother. So it was three adults, three kids. Mm-hmm. My oldest was 15 at the time. 14, 15? Wait a minute, let me think here a minute. Yeah, 14. He would have been 14. And, you know, my youngest would have just turned 10. So they were still fairly young back then. This was our second trip to Disney as a family. We chose Art of Animation 1 because we had six people. We mm-hmm. priced out two rooms at a couple of resorts, and then we priced out the family suite at Art of Animation. And this was before Skyliner, so we didn't have that add-on to the cost. I think we ended up paying around, I want to say it averaged out to around $300 a night.
That's a great price.
Now, we were there for five nights. Yeah, that price tag was pretty hefty by the time you had in, you know, six admissions because everybody was full price. And everything, it got pricey in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't change a thing about that trip. Like mm-hmm. I said, we had Lion King Suites. You expect a resort like that to be noisy. Our room was not. First of all, with Art of Animation, with the family suites, all of your entry doors are inside. Mm-hmm. You go inside, you go up the steps, or use the elevators. All the buildings have elevators. And you walk an indoor hallway to your suite. I liked that. But then when I looked out the window, I'm looking out over Hourglass Lake. I wasn't sad by that. It was a nice view. It was quiet. You know, so maybe a room closer to the pool would be more noisy. But there are options at Art of Animation to not have as much noise. So keep that in mind if you're thinking of staying there. I took time to walk the entire resort between two different walks. And as a result, I did a video recording of all of it. And if I remember, I'll pull that video out. It's on my YouTube channel. But I'll try and remember to pull the link for that so that I can share it with you. You know, it's just a basic walk around of the property, but it gives everybody an idea of what's there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something a little more detailed, especially with in-room stuff, check out our friend Magical Hijinks. She did a wonderful video on her visit to Art of Animation. I can't remember if she stayed in a suite or a regular room, but if you just want to get an idea of the resort, check her video out. She did a really good job, and I'll try and find a link for that as well. Art of Animation is great for families, especially if you've got mm-hmm. more than four people, and a lot of families now are five and six people deep. So it's a really viable option for the larger families. Ease of transportation to the parks, a really good eating option as far as landscape and flavors goes. And as you pointed out, probably one of the best pools on property with Big Blue.
Yeah.
Overall, I would put Art of Animation, it's my third favorite right now out of where I've stayed so far. I would do it again under the right circumstance.
Yeah. I think it's an amazing resort. It is a great resort for families. It is a great resort for families who really want to be completely immersed in Disney from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep. If you want to be on a Skyliner resort, it's the perfect resort. If you want a pool with zero entry and a great destination pool where you are going to want to spend time and spend the day there, if you have children that want to do that, that is the perfect resort for that. If you have kids whose favorite movie is Lion King or Cars or Finding Nemo, it's a great resort. I love it. I think it is an amazing use of space and a great design by Disney to fill that need for people that do need rooms for larger parties and don't want to go through the hassle of booking two separate value rooms, which may end up being more expensive in the long run. It also gives you two bathrooms, and it gives you the microwave and the mini fridge. And so I think it's a great option.
Yeah, I did too.
For families.
I'm thinking the cabins, while they could be suitable for families, don't think I'm saying no to that. For me, that grill would be a really good reason to go there because that opens mm-hmm. up so many options for meals just by having that grill there. But I'm thinking if you've got four, five, six adults who can stand to be with each other long enough, the cabins might be the best choice for them. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. The only thing with those cabins is you've got the two bunk beds in the main bedroom. So
you have to make sure a couple of them are kind of short.
Exactly. Or they're willing to sleep. You know, it's kind of like that little room in the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yeah, when Yukon Cornelius is in that snow. It's that feeling. So yeah, it's cozy. I think it is a great option. Like, say you've got your family and you've got, you know, the two adults and if you've got two kids, that's perfect to put in that room. You got grandma and grandpa, they can sleep on the pullout couch. It makes for a nice living area. If you've got, you know, teenage kids that want to sleep on the pullout couch and you guys are in the bedroom with, you know, whoever else is there, that's really fun. If you have special dietary needs and you want that full kitchen, it's a great place to stay. If you want to spend a lot of time cooking your own food and you don't want to stay in a DVC resort, it's a really great option. If you want to feel a little bit of isolation from the chaos of the parks, if you want a really nice respite, or if you just want to spend some time feeling like you're camping in the woods, you know, it's a great place for that. They have a lot of recreation. Maybe you don't have as many days in the park because everything is so expensive now.
Yeah.
And so you would like to spend some time at a resort where you can still feel like you're having a really fun vacation without paying for park admission. Every night at the campground, they have a Chippendale campfire sing-along. That's free. If you want to roast marshmallows, they sell little marshmallow kits. They're not expensive. You can roast marshmallows with Chip and Dale. There is a big fire. You can go tour the Tri-Circle D Pony Ranch. You can ride the ponies. You can do horse-drawn wagon rides. You can fish. There's canoe rentals, kayak rentals, bike rentals. And, you know, of course, if you're driving and you want to bring your own, you can do that. They've got volleyball. They have jogging trails. They have playgrounds. They have an arcade. There's so much going on there. And you can do different things. They've got an archery experience, and you can learn to shoot a bow and arrow. So it is a really great vacation area if you don't necessarily want to be in the parks every day. You've got a lot of options. And, you know, like I said, with as expensive as park admission is these days, the ability to cook your own meals and still have a resort where you can do a lot of stuff without having to go into a park.
That's huge.
Can be an option if you're trying to save money on your next trip. And aren't we all?
Yes, we are. Well, Diane, I think we've done a pretty good job of giving people something to think about. As always, folks, if you need help making these plans, contact me at magical_Matthew@outlook.com. Let's talk about putting a trip together for you. Diane, thanks for your help today, as always.
Of course. It's always fun.
And, folks, we will catch you again on our next tour. Have a good week.
Diane and I hope you enjoyed this virtual visit of the Art of Animation Resort in the cabins of Fort Wilderness. Next week, we will look at three of the moderate resorts. Can there really be much of a comparison? Stop by, check us out, decide for yourself. Until then, tourists.
PTFN, ta-ta for now.